الشعب الكردي مع الأسف الشديد.
16-year-old Azad arrives at his new home in Turkey. His family fled here after he was kidnapped by Islamic State militants in June. They do not want their faces shown or their real names used out of fear of retaliation. Azad says the militants seized him and 150 fellow students as they returned home after taking secondary school exams in Aleppo.
We were scared. They had long beards. They told us, "We will slaughter you, you infidels." They asked us to pray and to make ablutions. Some of us did not know how. They hit them and said, "Why do you not know the ablutions?"
Islamic State militants have executed thousands of people, accusing them of being infidels. Azad says for 3 months, the teenagers were subjected to beatings and threats of execution.
They hit us and gave us religion lessons. They were taking medicine. Their eyes became red after that. They put bombs on themselves and said, "We will go to heaven." We cried and we said we want to go to our parents. They hit us and said, "Why are you crying for your parents? If you become Muslims and return to Kobani, you must kill your parents because they are infidels."
His mother, Bedivan, says she and the other mothers pleaded for their children's release.
It was very difficult, 3 months of tears and crying. We tried to see them. We went without the men, but they told us to leave. They said, "If you don't go now, we will kill your children now." We cried and cried.
The militants released most of the children a few weeks ago after trying to exchange them for IS prisoners, but they kept 20 of them. Azad says he still has nightmares.
Even after we moved to Turkey, I am still afraid. I will always remember one of them. He came at 2 o'clock in the morning. He had a long beard. He told us, "I will kill you all," and then he left.
Azad passed his exams in Aleppo. He wants to be a petroleum engineer. He says he hopes to continue his education in Kobani someday. Scott Bob, VOA News, Sanliurfa, southeastern Turkey.